Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And hello, Seattle. Got to say a special shout-out to Seattle. We had a message. We were talking to a person via the Internet before the show started. We'll tell you all about that in a little bit. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, as well as our bulk mail center mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and don't forget our suicide jockeys, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, folks, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, just the way I said it, and that'll get you in the group. You can follow us, like us, whatever it is you want to do, and find out all the stuff that we're doing over there because we post a lot of stuff on that page all day, every day. We're also on MeWe, we're also on Gab, we're also on Parler, we're also on Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we've got over there. Now. Joining us from California, hey, where it's a balmy 63 degrees, so he told me a couple minutes ago, it's the one and only, it is the professor of politics, and that would be Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yeah, well, they're in a pretty good mood because the weather is, again, picture postcard type weather. The beaches are full up. My God. 70 degrees here right now where I'm at, and it's just going to be another beautiful day.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
Now it's going to get a little cooler in a day or two, but we can handle that.
Yep.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two very important words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope some of the people around the world get it, too. Now, Kyle, we're going to start with the obvious, and that's the rejoicement that I happen to be sitting right here at the south end of the Tampa International Airport in between the two runways that are here, and the north-south runways, that is. And I'm sure the excitement when they got the news that the Trump-appointed judge here in Florida struck down the federal COVID-19 mask mandate scheduled to expire. I saw a couple of airplane flights where I guess the pilot came out and made the announcement it was now optional. You didn't have to wear it if you didn't want to, and if you wanted to, you could. And everybody just started, yay, and all that stuff.
I can imagine what that must have sounded like on many different aircraft mm-hmm. as they got that news. And I wonder, Captain, if one or two pilots might have even done a wing wag. We don't have any reports on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Well, they're not supposed to do that, but if they did,
yeah. Right, they're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But of course, this is and that key word you mentioned, Captain, was optional. You can wear a mask if you want to.
Yep.
But you don't have to.
No. And, of course, the federal judge said that the public health officials had overstepped their authority. Gee, wasn't it just about 5 or 6 months ago when you and I had a long discussion about this and said that the federal government was overstepping their authority with some of the guests we had and some of the things that we had found out? Didn't we say that a long time ago?
Well, of course. Yes, that's right.
And here comes this federal judge along and says that's what they were doing, overstepping their authority by ordering travelers to wear protective face masks, even during a pandemic that's killed nearly 1 million Americans. Now, do we have another pandemic or some sort of endemic that's floating around? Yeah, but it's not even nearly as bad as this. Oh, if you do get sick again, you're going to wind up getting something like a cold or the flu.
That has been the majority of reports that we've gotten about the Omicron or the different variants, the latest variants. But I will say this, Captain, of course, the federal government wants to continue to use the term emergency. That's why they extended these mandates.
They are misusing that term. They are misusing that term. Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. And also one other thing. The air on an airplane is well, from what we understand, scientifically,
cleaner.
We understand, much cleaner than, you know, and so honestly, to try to keep, sort of terrifying people, if you get on an airplane, now you're really in trouble, it's just not that cool.
Yeah, and, I'm looking at my clock here. Let's see here. Yeah, we got about 30 seconds, well, about 20 seconds now before we come back. And I'm just going to tease this. Folks, when we come back, it was a good day for the good guys yesterday when it came to courts, because the Supreme Court of the United States made a very interesting decision, which is going to benefit those of us that are blue-collar workers versus the people that had a lot of money. And I'll explain all that when we come back. And I know Kyle knows what I'm talking about here, but the Supreme Court did something that was very, very, very beneficial to the working class. And once again, it keeps the taxes where they're supposed to be instead of jacking them out of sight, which is what the Democrats would like to do. So let's get with the program here. We'll be right back. By the way, today is Tuesday. You know what that means. Kyle Warren is going to take us to break. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And I'm looking forward to seeing our usual crew and some more newbies that show up to have lunch with us. It's always a good time there at Mission Barbecue. I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30. Today I'll be there till 1 because I got a doctor's appointment at 2, and then I got to race home and change my clothes and shower and all that sort of stuff because I'm going down to Bradenton tonight to be the MC at the 13th birthday anniversary of the Manatee Patriots, formerly Tea Party Manatee, a group that I helped start years ago. And it's going to be a very good time. We always have a lot of fun there. Come on out. We've got the world-famous, and I do mean world-famous, Manatee Patriots potluck supper. And it's always good. Whatever it is, it's good. Doesn't matter. The ladies know how to do it. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. And I'll tell you what, I do believe Mike Lindell's gone nuts this week because he's got a massive overstock sale going on a whole bunch of stuff. You can save up to 90% on many items by using the promo code CAPTAIN. It's very simple. You go over to MyPillow.com, you take a look at what he's got on the homepage, and then you go into the radio listeners special page that's there, radio listener specials, and you'll see more stuff that's there. And some of the items that he's got are marked down 90%. Because he's got way too much of it. He's trying to get rid of it. Now, that's not only pillows. It's pillowcases. It's sheets. It's bedding. It's the slippers. It's the doggy beds. It's a lot of different things there. And I'm sure you can find something to make you happy. Because, again, some of these items are marked down 90%. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Check it out. This is the best time. Best time to save some money. Tax time, and you can save money with Mike Lindell. How about that one, Kyle?
I like it. No, that makes a lot of sense. Exactly.
Yep. 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 All right. Well, I'm going to read the headline, then we'll get into the story. The headline said SCOTUS, mainly the Supreme Court of the United States, swatted away the salt tax cap challenge from the deep blue states up in the northeastern part of the United States. Now, what is the salt tax?
Well, that's the state and local tax.
That's correct. You get 10 points and you get to go to first base. Yeah. Well, the Supreme Court decided not to hear an appeal from New York and three other Democratic-dominated states, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland, that were challenging the cap on state and local salt deductions imposed by President Donald Trump's 2017 tax law. Now, the case was New York versus Yellen. Yep, that's Janet Yellen. And Janet Yellen was being sued in her official capacity as Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Now, according to its usual practice, the High Court did not provide reasons why it refused to take up the case. However, the four states had sued Yellen's predecessor, then-Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, and the IRS back in July of 2018 after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, a tax reform law that was backed by Trump, took effect. Your comment.
Well, you know, Captain, it's an interesting sort of juxtaposition now, or maybe a turning of the tables, as it were. These high, you know, very blue Democrat states that brought this suit, you know, they're very upset about this cap. In fact, the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he called it unprecedented, unlawful, punitive, and politically motivated. But get this, Captain, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, said that the cap was an unprecedented attempt by the federal government to curtail our state's constitutional rights. Oh, my goodness, Captain, you've got big blue states worried about states' rights at this point. That's because, again, it has to do with their ability to have these high taxes.
And this had to do with the federal tax law because, specifically, the states had argued that Congress's imposition of a $10,000 cap, that's what they did, they put a $10,000 cap instead of having it the way that it was on the deduction of the state, local property, and income taxes from federal taxable income. Now, that violated Article 1, Section 8, as well as the 10th and 16th Amendments in the U.S. Constitution, so said the judge.
Right, right. But it is interesting, again, how, you know, you have these Democrat state governments and so forth, governors, just up in arms about this stuff.
But listen to this. A federal district court had previously ruled against the states in 2019. And then again, in October 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit did the same thing. Now they were up to the highest court that they could get to, short of the Supreme Court, and they've done the same thing. That's three courts in a row have upheld the decision.
Right, and the Supreme Court just didn't say a word, basically, and as is their prerogative in this case.
Now, some economists are saying that limiting the salt deduction supports economic growth because it puts pressure on high-tax states, such as those participating in the lawsuit to lower their tax rates. But they also say that it's a fairer approach because it stops the residents of low-tax states from effectively subsidizing those in high-tax states. And that's what you and I just talked about off the air during the break.
Well, that's right. And, of course, high-tax states, too, they want to funnel a lot of that money to their particular government programs or all that kind of stuff, which people in other parts of the country don't think that they have to pay for.
Now, we've got some very heroic stuff going on over in the Ukraine. It's not just about the Army. It's not just about the Navy. The president of the Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, revealed the defiant new strategy as Russia's now pivoting their focus to Donbas. He says, we will not quit.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'm pleased as well, Captain, that the President Zelensky continues to take the position that they're not looking to give up, for lack of a better expression, land for peace at this point. Where have we heard that before? Because I don't think that Vladimir Putin is looking to make deals that he would ever honor for real. Number one, I think the Ukrainians understand that, and they definitely understand that they can't simply say, okay, take the Donbass, you can have Mariupol, and just, you know, turn all this off. They understand quite clearly that they have to keep fighting on, as Winston Churchill might say, you know, fight on to all the way through to victory, basically.
Now, the UN, or I'm sorry, UN, the Ukraine Navy Chief of Operations, the man that's in charge of the Navy, Ukraine Navy, was rewarded yesterday by President Zelensky after sinking the Russian warship, the flagship of the Black Sea, the Moskva. And that was a well-deserved honor, in my opinion. But did you hear what the Russians did to the commander of the Black Sea Fleet?
Yeah, I think they sacked him. They got rid of him. Yeah.
Well, the rumor was they arrested him first, but they removed him from command. So I'm not sure exactly what they did, but I can say with certainty that they removed him from command. And whether or not he got arrested or not, I don't know. But apparently they're laying all this, as they probably should, on the commander for putting this ship in a position where it never should have been that close to anybody, where it could have been shot at by a tarpon, a harpoon, sorry, or even a different type missile. I mean, just shouldn't have been in range.
Yeah, I think the Ukrainian, in this case, I think they referred to them as a Neptune missile, I think, which is similar to our harpoon, I believe.
Yeah, because they make them themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, but I was just going to say, and I mean, can you imagine what a major, major coup of victory that this really is? This is reverberating, Captain.
Now, a Ukraine Marine commander was somehow or another in Italy and ran into the Pope and told the Pope face-to-face, mano a mano, that Mariupol is what hell on earth looks like. And, of course, he said that as we have our 2,500 Ukraine soldiers, which appear to be ready to fight until the last man.
That's right. The video that we're seeing coming out of Mariupol is just devastating. And, you know, Captain, I think they're trying to make an example out of it.
It
shows that the absolute brutality, abject disregard for human life, the life of innocent civilians, non-combatants. They are on a rampage, and but those brave Ukrainians right now, as we speak, are trying to hold out.
And by the way, folks, we're getting ready to take another break here, and when we come back, we're going to start with the CNN host, the little butterball, as some people have called him, Brian Stutler. We're going to tell you what he was up to yesterday that created a bit of a problem, and, you know, that's him, right? That's him when he does stuff. Okay, we're going to let Kyle take you to break again, and I'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some of the country's major airlines now say masks are optional. Delta, United, Southwest, American, and Alaska have made that adjustment following a federal judge in Florida ruling the CDC overstepped its bounds in requiring a mask mandate for public transportation. Despite the court ruling, Dr. Celine Gounder, an infectious disease professor at New York University, shares her advice at this time with CBS News.
As of right now, my advice as a physician to anybody traveling on a plane would be to continue wearing a mask when you're traveling on public transportation, including on an airplane.
The ruling also comes as COVID cases have begun to rise with the new BA2 subvariant as the dominant strain. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 39.5 points, the NASDAQ off by 19, the S&P 500 essentially flat. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, who we will see at Mission Barbecue today. Stop on by on West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30, and you can meet Jeff there. You can hear the man behind the voice. All right, well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take and have taken every day for the past 7 years. I do not stop taking it. I take it every day. Why? Because you have to keep it in your system so it will work. Now, this is perfect for someone who's got back pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, maybe you got shoulder pain, wrist pain, any kind of pain at all, general type pain, where you've been taking something heavier than aspirin to try to keep it under control. Because a lot of this stuff that you take, like Aleve and some of the other high potency stuff, it'll tear a hole in your stomach if you don't know that. I'm telling you from my past experience. Because I almost got an ulcer out of taking that stuff, because that's what I did when I got rid of the Mobic and Plextral I was on, which used to make me dizzy and not steady, you know, standing up and all that. I said, boy, I got to get rid of this. I started to take Aleve by the handful, and I mean 5-6 at a time, a couple of times a day, and that's not good ever, ever. But when I found out about Relief Factor, I could take one or two packets a day, and it would take care of my problem, which, of course, is swelling and inflammatory problems of my left foot, ankle, leg, Goes up into my hip sometimes, up into my back, and up into my shoulder. Plus, I broke my left wrist before, and that bothers me every now and then, especially when it gets cold. But this product will take care of the pain that you suffer under. Now, it'll go straight to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate the pain you've got associated with the problem that you're having. It's 100% drug-free. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which contains key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It's like taking the vitamin pill that you need to take. How about that? But it's not one pill. It's actually four. But their capsules are easy to swallow. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. So, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's all it costs. That's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can go right in there and you can order the three-week quick start. You'll see the little logo link to click it and go in there, and you'll also see when you're there some of their vitamin products and some of their different things that they have. Now, I do take their vitamin B12. It's very potent. And it works for me. I take their vitamin C, and I take their vitamin D. And that's all part of my regimen to keep my antibodies up, so I don't need to worry about that C word. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. $19.95, three-week quick start, because all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, now, John Durham, yesterday late, special counsel John Durham, revealed that five witnesses who have connections to the Clinton campaign are invoking their Fifth Amendment right and will not cooperate with his investigation, according to a recent court filing. Well, good on them. But one of them, besides Sussman, called researcher number two, who was granted immunity by the government, has been singing like a canary.
Yep. Well, I mean, this is getting a lot more interesting, literally day by day. And so now you've got some folks taking the fifth, but that may even speak volumes in and of itself sometimes.
Well, this one guy they're calling this one guy that they're calling researcher number two was granted immunity. They were all granted immunity, but researcher number two took it, and I guess he decided the best thing to do was to tell the truth about what was going on because he did not want to go to jail. Now, he will be set aside, kept by himself for a while or whatever as a material witness because if and when this thing goes to court, he's going to have to testify again. And he's, you know, we're talking Hillary. But if this was a mob trial, they'd try to get rid of him.
Well, right. And obviously it's...
And Hillary has a body trail.
Well, and definitely there's reason for concern, shall we say, if you're going to be a witness in something like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, the same filing that was uploaded Friday, Durham said, Sussman met with a second government agency. We talked about that yesterday. Other than the FBI, it was the CIA. And handed over alleged evidence claiming to link Trump to Russia. Well, it was fake. It was false. Durham did not name the agency, but we all know that it was the CIA because that's who was announced on Friday. Now, the CIA later concluded that the allegation about the secret channel and a separate allegation about Russian manufacturing phones was not technically plausible, did not withstand technical scrutiny, contained gaps, conflicted with itself, and was user-created, keyword, was user-created and not machine-tool-generated, according to Durham's filings. In other words, Sussman or somebody on that staff made it up.
And that's why the American people will be very, very interested in how this continues to unfold.
Yep.
You know, they do want to know the truth about things, but if it's, and they understand that politics can get pretty dirty, but in this particular case, Captain, this really took the cake. The American people won't stand for it.
No. Now, little old short guy, Brian Stetler, the CNN broadcaster extraordinaire. How's that for a title?
Right, right.
Whatever he is, he's a magazine guy or some stupid thing. But anyway, he was seemingly left surprised after a guest on his show, Reliable Sources, bucked his narrative on White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's alleged insult of reporter Peter Ducey. Now, what's in the background here? Well, let's see. In January, President Joe Biden was caught on a hot mic calling Ducey a stupid SOB. And, of course, Jen Psaki turned around and repeated that. Now, the problem with all of this is Jen Psaki. Because Jen Psaki, come to find out, is in trouble for her claims about the whipping of the illegals on the border by the Border Patrol agents on horseback, which they were totally cleared of anything they did. They never struck those people. They were doing what they do with the horses.
Well, that's right. It was obvious that these were the horse reins and so forth. These were not whips. They were not designed to whip anybody. Nobody was being whipped. At the time, there were comparisons to slavery that were being made because of the whips, quote unquote, that the Border Patrol officers were
using. They never had a whip. They had extra long reins.
Exactly right. Now, in the face of that, Jen Psaki should simply say, yes, that was...
I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But the idea, though, Captain, especially from the far left and this particular ilk here, is they get that out there, they establish that narrative, it works in the moment, it does their bidding for them that day, and if you ever come back and you say, look, here's the evidence that proves what you said was completely incorrect. And in other words, she could have even soft-pedaled it. We misperceived that. You know, use some kind of spin. Yeah, it's her job. It's to spin things. And yep. She wouldn't even do that. That shows you how completely entrenched they are in establishing their false narratives.
Yep, and she's wrong, and she won't admit it, and she's going to get her butt handed to her along with Joe Biden come November. Now, here's the final until we go to the break here. A Republican wave, a panel of journalists yesterday, all liberals on television on one of the afternoon talk shows, sounded the alarm for Democrats ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, and they said there's a Republican wave coming, and the Democrats are in big trouble.
They're in huge trouble. It's debatable what they could even do to get out of that big trouble. But that being said, Captain, the Republicans need to play like they're several runs behind.
You bet.
And we're getting into the eighth or ninth inning here, and we got to go out there and they've got to go out and play as best as they possibly can. They can't let up.
You bet. And folks, when we do come back after the top of the hour, because we're going to do our Trucker Sidewind Bible Report coming up here in just right about now. Here comes the music. We're going to talk about the polls that are out there. We're going to give you a lot of different numbers and tell you what it looks like that's going on, including, Kyle, the youth vote, the young vote. They're not going big-time Democrat this year. No, 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 no. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, too, here in the Captain's America Third Watch, as we get ready to bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat, gators getting close, heavy dog.
Everywhere I walk, I can dance.
that is Genesis, featuring Phil Collins as the lead singer. That's an oldie but goodie. And, of course, a lot of those noises you heard in there were the props that were in there, the cars and the boats and the dog that was yanking his pants when he was on the beach trying to put his pants back on over his swimming trunks.
That's right. Yeah, that's from We Can't Dance. I really like that Genesis album, by the way, that particular one. 1991 is when it came out, and that was one of the real big hits off of We Can't Dance.
Yeah, now I'm going to read this and give it to you. A nor'easter, folks. Yep, a nor'easter is going to continue to bring gusty winds, heavy snow, heavy rain, coastal flooding, and rough seas to the northeastern U.S. through Tuesday night. Now, elsewhere, dry and gusty winds will continue to confirm the dry conditions out there across the high plains into the southwestern part of the U.S. through Saturday. There are two more Pacific storm systems. If you're bored, don't worry. Richard and Marine, you're going to get another one. And all the way down to Northern California from the Washington State British Columbia line up there. It's going to bring coastal rain. It's going to bring mountain snow over the northwest through much of the week into the first part of next week. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, you know, one of the things that Northern California and Southern California really need is water.
They're going to get it.
This storm is going to bring in a lot of it, we understand. So in the Northern California area, we understand that they could get a good dose of heavy rain as we head through the week, especially on Thursday. That's when they expect the heaviest rain to be in the Northern California area. But right now, of course, we're looking at the rain coming in along the Washington and Oregon coastlines, and some into, of course, Northern California as well. But here's something that's of interest, and that is they also are predicting that some thunderstorms could also be generated out of this, so you might get some pretty nasty weather. And then, of course, you're going to have maybe 1 to 2 inches of rain. This is going to be from the Olympic Peninsula on down towards Portland and parts of Northern California, and then in some parts of Oregon along the coast, where Richard the Marine is, especially Eugene down through Medford, they could have 3 to 5 inches as we head through Wednesday. Also through Thursday this week, we're looking at snow that's going to be in the Seattle area. It could be down through Bend, Oregon, Medford, some in Redding, California, down to Truckee, by the way, in Northern California, over towards Boise, Helena, Billings, down to Pocatello, Salt Lake City, and down near Aspen as well in Colorado. Right now, of course, on the active weather map, we've got rain coming across I-90. If you're in the Spokane area, if you're going to head up over 4th of July past tonight, heading into Idaho and crossing over into Montana, you've definitely got rain coming across the road, and it's not going to end until a little before Missoula, Montana. Also down near Walla Walla, we've got rain coming across the interstate there. Rain coming into Seattle and also into the Portland area right now. A little smattering there on the coast right now, active rain. And then in Northern California up I-5, you've got rain coming up from Red Bluff up to about Redding right now, so be aware of that. Also a little bit east of Chico, California. This is also north of Yuba City. Lots of rain and mixed sleet there going on the radar map right now. And also in the Bay Area, looks like we've got some rain falling right now. And that's what we've got out west tonight right now, Captain.
From north to south, I'm going to do it this way. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, and Texas, down east of El Paso over towards Midland and the I-10-20 split. You've got some unsettled weather conditions, but so far nothing all that drastic. However, the really cold weather tonight in the Midwest, and I mean really cold, hard freeze, is up along I-70. From Kansas City all the way to St. Louis, and into Indiana right now, I might add. You've also got parts of I-64 that are affected up the line a little bit, also going through Missouri, Illinois, and into Indiana. You've also got I-40 east-west affected from the east end of Oklahoma, right around Okie City, and over all the way to, let's see here, Nashville, Tennessee, and looks like it's going to be moving further east from Nashville. So Eric from East Tennessee is going to be getting himself some weather, cold weather, to go along with everything else that's going on over there. Now, there also happens to be some ice, freezing drizzle and rain mixed up just east of Memphis, Tennessee, from north to south in Tennessee, around Jackson, it looks like, coming to the east. And there's a little bit of a mixed precipitation there, but it's all frozen because of the temperatures. Now, you do still have some flooding conditions in Mississippi, as well as in Arkansas, as well as in Louisiana, where the storms went through the other day. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in South Florida, where they've had some rain on and off. A few storms have come through down there, down in South Florida, but that's probably going to behave itself again till the high heat of the day a little bit later. And then got some fog up in the up in the canyon coming out of Charlotte, I-77, I-40. Going up into Tennessee out of North Carolina. You got some more freeze warnings up in the mountains of Virginia, right up there going up I-81. And then a big nor'easter going on tonight, folks, up there. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, all the way to the Canadian border, Syracuse, all the way over to Albany, all the way down to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Harrisburg, on over to Poughkeepsie. You got rain along the east coast of the United States, New York City, Jersey, on down south. And you've got a lot of, lots, and I do mean a lot, of high winds, gale warnings, especially along Maine and the coastlines of New Hampshire tonight. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, the Pilot and Flying J, they want you to know all about the My Rewards Plus app. Now, that's their rewards program, also known as the Drivers Club, basically. They are there to make sure that you're going to start earning points, that you're going to earn them fast, you're going to be able to redeem them quickly and easily, and you're going to be able to start earning them on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J travel centers. And by the way, you'll be able to earn points faster than any other travel center rewards program. So that's really key. So simply go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app, or stop in on site. Ask them how you can sign up for the My Rewards Plus program today, and you won't be sorry, especially pro drivers. Pro drivers, you know, after just six fills, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon. Try that with just 2 points with the other guys. And if you're an RVer or if you're a driver out there going along the highways and byways traveling around, the My Rewards Plus program is for you as well. Mm-hmm. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function. Find the closest.
All right, my weather map just updated. I got to get this in here real quick. We've got some flood warnings right now for Delaware and for New Jersey and for Maryland, the low-lying areas there. We've got flood warnings through there. A lot of heavy rain coming through right now, so be advised. All right, Kyle Warren will be back. I'll be back right after the top of the hour news. We've got a lot of great stuff still for you. I'll be back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.